token one, which you obviously had the date with. Then you have kind of the cute friend.
Yeah.
And then there's the whammy chick. The fat friend. That's kind of who I ended up with a lot back in the day. She's the whammy chick, whammy chick, whammy chick, whammy chick. She's the fat friend. She's the kind of girl all the other girls like. Can't find a man, but...
known as the Tank. You're listening to the Rob V Show on RobVRadio.com.
Bang! There you go.
Do you know what a whammy chick is?
No.
Take it away, Sean. We'll tell them what a whammy chick is.
So the whammy chick is usually when you hang out with a girl, there's usually three of them, right?
We're going to go in my little new beauty over there, okay, babe? You babe me? I babed you. Don't babe me. Do not, under any circumstances, babe me. Ever. Ever. You think I feel good about it? It slipped out.
Episode 480 of the Rob V Show. Love, Curb. Unfortunately, it's the last show ever this weekend. This season's been great. If you haven't been watching it, check it out. I'm probably going to watch some old episodes the rest of this week just to gear up for the finale, but it's been hilarious, and that was one of the many great lines from this season. Don't babe me. Did you babe me? Don't babe me ever. Here in the suburbs of Philadelphia, the weather's horrific. 42 degrees, rainy, windy, thunder and lightning. It is just beautiful. I don't even know what the sun looks like. This can only be like if you lived in Seattle or London. I don't know. It is not fun right now. It is very, very depressing, this weather. But, oh, by the way, Instagram, The Rob V Show, Twitter, Believers82, email me, robvradio@gmail.com. And if the show is live, which it's not, you could call into the studio line, 215-716-1108. And you can also leave voicemails on the studio line if you'd like to. But I think the show will get better, because on the show today, tonight, whatever it is, someone I've wanted on forever. She's been on. Everyone knows I have a list of people I want on the show. One of my all-time crushes will be on the program. Reagan Fox is going to be on the show, which is awesome. So I can't wait to talk to her. And I lots of things to cover with her. Nothing going on in my world. Right now, the Phillies are in a rain delay. Game was supposed to start at 4. Maybe by the time this show is posted, the game would have actually started. We'll see. Not holding my breath, but we'll see. WrestleMania is coming this weekend. Hopefully someone that may be a big contributor to this program that may have played for the Philadelphia Eagles comes through with tickets. And then next week I can tell you what the experience was like on my first ever WrestleMania. But I'm still waiting for that phone call. You know who you are. If you listen to the show, you know who I'm talking about. I won't have to mention the person's name. Other than that, Perky League season, baseball, getting ready to start next month. It's really creeped up, came out of nowhere, which is crazy. But without further ado, we'll go to the guest of honor today, the someone I've wanted on for a very long time, the one and the only, Reagan Fox. All right, episode 480. On the show, who I've wanted on the show forever, and I've done 479 of these shows, and everyone knows I have a list of people I went on. You've been at the top of the list all the time, Reagan Fox, to have on the program, and you're finally here.
I had no idea. I would have been here sooner.
Trust me, I've tried. I think we may have talked briefly for like 30 seconds a long time ago, and it just never worked. And I'm sure you talked to a million people and you're not going to remember. But that's okay. You're here now, so that's all that matters. You're finally
here.
You've made my day, because here in Philadelphia, it's 42 degrees. It's raining. It's winding. And it's thundering and lightning. So you're the highlight of my day.
Oh, well, yeah, it's 84 degrees here today, and I actually was trying to get in the sun, so my first day out in the sun, the little sunburn, not to rub it in.
That's all right. Everyone rubs it in that lives in either, Arizona, Florida, LA. I get all the phone calls and pictures on days like this.
Okay. So I guess the question is, before you start talking to me, but since you're in Philadelphia, if you were on vacation, would you go to Florida or Arizona?
I've never been to Arizona. So I've been to Florida many times, never been to Arizona. I've known a lot of people that have went. I mean, I'm a huge foodie. Yeah. I'm a huge food nerd. So I think I would go to Arizona because I want to try all the Tex-Mex and stuff. I think it's on my list.
Yeah, for sure. And like when they have like the food trucks, they like congregate and stuff. Super fun. Like it's like the first Friday of every month or something.
Okay. I'm sure.
Yeah, it's centered around that.
It's on my list. I almost went to Arizona for the Super Bowl. Didn't go when the Eagles played in Arizona. Didn't go, but it's on my list. I'll get there eventually.
Good. All right. Well,
I have lots of things to get to. So since I had some extra time to do some more research, I made two phone calls today to people that might know you. The first person I called is the only male performer that I'm friends with that I know. And of course he's an idiot. And his response to me was, I don't remember. Maybe I worked with her. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Okay, who is that?
Nick Manning.
No, I don't think.
No.
See, it's common for all of us because we, you know, I don't think we have worked together.
You couldn't miss working with Nick. I mean, I keep telling Nick he's got to have his own podcast. But Nick, listen, I love Nick, but I ask him, like, I can ask him anything, right? Like, you know, I own a semi-pro baseball team here in Philly, so he used to play baseball. So baseball, he's on point. I ask him about the adult business. Have you worked with this person? Do you know this person? It's like a fog. Like, he has no clue at all. I'm like, you're real helpful. Because I was trying to get stories. So then the second phone call that I made is always my ace in the hole when I make a phone call. Is my
but look at it this way. Yeah. I mean, maybe he's just really into it for, you know, the betterment of the fans. Maybe he doesn't care about who he's fucking.
Now, he's into it for himself. Don't be that modest with him. He would tell you that, too, if you ever had a conversation with him. Then the second person I called is always my ace in the hole, is my personal friend, Brandy Love.
So I love Brandy Love.
I talked to Brandy this morning, and I said, do you have any stories? And her response to me was, no, I don't have any stories, but I can tell you I shot with her twice. She's a sweetheart, and she's awesome. And from the powers that be that I talked to today, they told me that she was, instrumental or helped you out a lot when you shot with her or kind of put you in the right direction. Do I have that right from what I was told today?
I was told when I first started that I needed to emulate Brandy Love. And I said, well, okay, thank you. But I never had looked at anybody else's work. So I took that as kind of like, thank you. But I was never going to, like, you know, try to imitate her. So, yeah, I guess that would make sense.
Okay. All right. She's, you know, when I have my Mount Rushmore of, if I go MILF porn stars, my Mount, and I'm not 1, 2, 3, it's not a ranking, just these three. It's you, it's Brandy, and it's Alexis Fox. Those are the three. Those are the top three. That's just me.
And I love that because all three of us bring something totally different. So, you know, it's a great place to be. And I never thought that I'd be the person that would be in that group. I'm super lucky. I mean, I came in the game late. And I'm just really lucky to kind of even be in that circle with any of them.
Right off the top, you and I know you get this all the time because I've tried to watch and read every interview you've ever done. Your eyes are perfect. You have the most gorgeous eyes on the planet. I'm sure you get it all the time as she makes goofy faces now, which I love. I had to throw that out to the top of the show. I had to. I'm sure you get that all the time.
Yeah, when I cammed back in the day, that's what everyone would say. Oh my gosh, your eyes. And I'd be like, what do you mean? My elbows are amazing. What are you talking about? How dare you not include my elbows? So I always kind of just deflect from the eyes. But the eyes will get you. I mean, before you know it, you'll be hypnotized. You'll be naked. You'll be running down the street, like acting like a monkey. You never know.
No, that's true. You're looking in your eyes, are probably, I'm already hypnotized. So I'm going to try to... I should have a martini with me during the show like I normally do, but I don't. But I should have one to calm me down. How quick do you get recognized? Like, if you go out, you're normal, you know, you're dressed down, as they say.
Yeah.
Do you get recognized a lot, or is it not that much? Or get the eye?
I do. And I do I was at the mall earlier today, and I kind of laughed because I would think that no one would recognize me at all. I don't wear makeup. I'm in the gym. I'm just trying to, like... My hair is up and I don't have makeup on. I'm just looking down. Don't look at me. But it does happen quite often. It really happens when I travel more than I'm here in Arizona. I could be in Puerto Vallarta or I could be in Mexico. I could be in Vegas and that's usually Nashville. And that's when people will recognize me versus being here in Arizona.
You should try to play the game. I don't know when you do travel, if it's for work, if you have a partner, you travel, whether you travel by yourself. I play a game with Brandy. When she's in Philly, if we're out, I go, okay, over under, how long will it take for someone to recognize you? We do it all the time. It's a fun game.
What's the under? I mean, what's the average?
It's like 3 minutes.
Three?
Yeah, it's like 3 minutes.
It's crazy. Like, I'll be riding my bicycle, my Reach Cruiser, down in the middle of town, and Reagan Fox. How could you? You were behind me, dude. How do you even recognize me?
You kind of stick out like a sore thumb. She's gonna put that out.
Yeah, there. It's probably the eyes, the hair, all that jazz.
Did you? And I don't know this because I see you. You have a couple dogs, right? Dogs, cats, right?
Yeah, I have a couple dogs. Yeah, several dogs. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for dogs too. Were you at the AVNs this year?
Yes.
Okay. So I didn't see you, but this leads into my question. Because I'm good friends with Brian Gross, who does all the media stuff there. Brian's a really good dude. Shout out to Brian.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. How can I put this? When it was at the Hard Rock, it seemed like a bigger deal. It seemed more A-list, more, and stop me if you think I'm wrong, more V. Like, I walked around the convention, and listen, I do a podcast with every major porn star you can think of. I walked around it, and I knew 5 people. Does it seem different from you from when it was at the Hard Rock? And don't get me wrong, Resorts World's a cool casino. It just seemed different. Does that make any sense to you, what I'm saying?
I think they spread us apart more at Resorts World the year before, not this year.
Okay.
Spread us apart more. So it was a lot more walking between the A-list or whatever, the area versus the toys versus the agency rooms. And then this year we were all outside in tents. I'm not sure we're going back to Resorts World.
Okay.
Anymore. I don't think that's happening, but it was smaller. And I had people say, well, hey, there wasn't a toy room. There wasn't this. So I liked the Hard Rock better. Plus, you know, with the walking through the carpet, not that I enjoyed walking through the entire hotel at Hard Rock, but that was for the fans. And there's one year I was like, that's where the energy comes, because we're doing this because the fans are the ones that want us there. They're the ones that escalate us into stardom or help us out on all our social platforms. But at the Resorts World, you have a walkway that's 20 feet mm-hmm. and then they rush you. They're like, keep walking, keep walking, keep walking. So it's like you almost don't even want to walk the red carpet because you just want to hang out and go, I'm over here.
Yeah,
come, let's just take pictures versus walking that 20 feet. It's kind of embarrassing.
2 things. One, I think, like, and you know this, you're a brand. Brandy loves a brand. Alexis Fox is a brand. Like, I don't know. I think it should be more spotlighted on each individual person. That's just me. Because you guys are like, you know, you might be at the Naughty America booth or whatever. I don't know. I just think it should be spotlighted on you guys more because you guys are, you're a brand. That's what you are. And I think you guys should be spotlighted more. But it's funny you talk about walking into the casino. So every year I go, I bring one of my best friend Ruggs with me. And we're walking in and I said, Ruggs, I want to see the people that are just here with their families or just walking around, not just a normal day. And then they collide to the AVNs, and what's that reaction? And as we're saying this, there's a guy that stops me and my buddy Ruggs, and he goes, yeah, what the hell's going on? And we explained it to him, and his, you know, as my friend Kiki calls me and other people that aren't in the business, a civvy. The civvy, the jaw drops, and like the guy, look on the guy's face was hilarious. It was so, because you got to walk through the casino to get to where the convention was. Those are the things that crack me up. Like, those are, like, I'm so... What's the word I'm looking for? I don't want to say jaded, because anytime I see someone like you or I see Brandy, it's an experience. It's still great, but nothing shocks me anymore. But those things are what entertain me. Those interactions of people, like things like that. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
For sure. Well, this past time I was walking through with Shay Sides and Kayla Page, Freya Parker, and there were men that were at the bottom of the elevator, and they all had these boards, and every time a woman walked by, they would give them a 1 through 10.
there was eight of them. That's funny.
It was the funniest thing. I mean, you know, if you could handle the joke and whatever. So one of them went over there and was like, well, I'm going to rate you. But, you see all kinds there. It's fun.
I have lots of questions to get to you in your career, but since we're kind of off the topic, because that's what I like to do on the Rob V Show. I kind of like to talk about things that you don't typically talk about all the time. Like, I'm not going to sit there and go, so what'd you do in your first scene? I hate doing that shit. But talking about being around, like, you know, not normal people. I'm sorry. That was a bad phrasing. Civilians. I'm a civilian. I know. We're being around civilians. So I'm in L.A. last year for the Eagles are playing the Rams, and I'm friends with Claudia Devine or Claudia Valentine. So Claudia's with me. I said, Claudia, we're going to go to – we're in Marina Del Rey. I said, we're going to go to the Marriott. My friend Hollis Thomas, who played for the Eagles, he's at the Marriott. We're going to go hang out. She's like, okay. So we go, and it's Hollis, and it's all these big executives. Now, they have no idea what Claudia does. They just know she's a friend of Rob's. And when I'm out with Claudia, I don't call her by her stage name. I call her by her real name. And I don't go around saying she's a porn star, although you look at it, she looks like Barbie. So we're all sitting down. We're drinking at the Marriott. And everyone's going around saying what they do. And I'm with Hollis. And like, if you're a Philadelphia Eagle and you're from Philly, like, you're a god. So everyone's talking to Hollis. And Hollis always likes to pump me up, talk about my podcast. And they're going around. And they get to Claudia. I almost said her real name. They go, Claudia, what do you do? I'm like, what is she going to say here? Like, she could just say she's a model and not really get into it. We're sitting there. I wish I had this on tape. We're sitting there drinking, real big time executives. Oh, I fuck on film for money. And the everybody started dying, but these are guys from Philly. They just appreciated the honesty. They're just right. And then the questions they were asking weren't your typical porn star questions. They were like, how do you claim your taxes? What do you invest in? Like, I wish you could have seen this. You would have appreciated it. It was hilarious.
That's nice. You know. I actually just had a podcast with somebody, Sylvia Sage, and she said, you know, what's the misconception of the porn industry? And I said, well, one of the things is I think that they think we're a bunch of dummies. I mean, there are actually people that have their master's degrees. They have, you know, they're going to school right now for nuclear something. And I can't even. And so there's a lot of, it's funny that she said that. I mean, good for her for being honest. I usually just tell people I do something on the internet.
Okay.
I might be released on the internet.
So I know you've been shooting a lot. So what's going on in your world now? What are you up to?
I have been doing more stuff. I'm trying to get back into, I am shooting, but I'm being more selective. I'm not just doing anything.
Okay.
Before when I would just, I'd be gone away from home for 3 weeks out of the month.
Okay.
And I never saw my kids or my family or my animals. So once COVID happened, I was able to kind of pull back, and now I can pick and choose what I want to do, what's going to be beneficial for me and what's going to represent my brand. Versus just these little things that maybe don't do anything, I guess.
No, I got you.
But we're working on a lot of AI stuff. Okay. And Shay Seitz and I, because everyone gets us confused, we're working on a project. We're trying to put a movie together because people get us mixed up and so forth. So that's kind of what my focus is. And also just getting back with the fans, being more a part versus not so much OnlyFans, but maybe just Minx or Sex Panther or loyal fans, just kind of being out there for the fans like I used to be before I started into porn.
Okay. So more just interacting with more people.
I think I really missed that. I think I need to get back into that.
Listen, I use Brandy as the example because she's the most famous one that I'm friends with. I keep telling her, I would tell you, do a podcast. I know you guys are busy.
It
brings people in to maybe something that's different, a different part of you, if you know what I mean.
Exactly. And I've always said that I think the fans, they do love seeing who Regan Fox is or Brandi Love is, but there is also an element of fans that want to see more. I've always said that. And I thought back in the day, if I could just have a couple of rooms that I have cameras on, and then I could just have a membership and then guys could see me or whoever wanted to see me just walking and not being normal life.
Yeah.
But I could never do that because I always had kids in the house.
Yeah.
So I think that a podcast or anything such as that, getting back into the group, letting people know who you are and see me and actually getting to see who your personality is a win.
I've been bugging the AVNs. There should be an AVN podcast network. I always call them with lots of ideas. I just throw darts against the wall. That's what I try to do. I think it could work.
I mean, yeah, why not? I think that's what OnlyFans is. You just throw darts and see what gets. So keep doing that.
OnlyFans is the greatest thing ever invented because, and again, I think everybody is on OnlyFans now. It's just a matter of who's making money on OnlyFans. I am shocked how many people, obviously, adult film stars on OnlyFans. That makes sense. But over the last couple of years, even I'm floored how many regular people are all, what I mean regular, I mean normal job. Aren't any adult business. That's what I mean. It's amazing.
I see that too. And you know, good for them. Good for them. Like the little swinger communities or people then just like, hey, you know what? I got a good app. I'm going to stick it on OnlyFans. Good for them.
You know, you bring up swinger communities. Is it me? Every swingers. Now, again, I've been to a couple swingers parties. Just see what they're like. When you go to swingers parties, 85% of the people are not good looking. All these parties I'm like, really? This is the swingers party?
Well, this is so crazy. So back in the day, that we're talking early 2000s, they used to have these sites where you'd have to submit your pictures. Mm-hmm. And then the people that would get rejected would be like, what? We're not pretty enough. We're not pretty enough.
Yes,
and
you're not pretty enough.
Times changed. It's kind of like participation award. They kind of changed. And then I noticed that some of the groups, they advertise on Craigslist. So you can go to a party from Craigslist. So
Is Craigslist even still around?
I think so. I think so.
I didn't even know. I didn't even know we're still.
I think.
Okay, I'm gonna have to check that out. I honestly, back in the day, God, I've been doing this show for so long. I used to put ads on Craigslist about people coming on the show. So I don't even know. I stopped.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. So I guess same idea for Swingers Club. You just post it, and does anyone want to come to my party?
So you know.
I'm just saying, just put.
You were ahead of the curve before you even realized it.
Oh God, I'm always ahead of the curve. Don't get me started. So you're doing all you're a busy woman, actually. I think when I talked to your publicist, was it last week? I think were you shooting? Were you in LA or were you home?
Yeah, I've been there the last couple of weeks. You know, I go for 4 or 5 days and I come home and then I go back for 2 days. I leave tomorrow for a couple of days.
Okay. So you gotta have a lot of frequent flyer miles, I would imagine.
I do. You know what? I didn't even know. I had 800,000, and I didn't even know what they were. And I thought, why isn't this going down every year? Why isn't, so now I just kind of give it to the kids.
No, there's nothing wrong. Yeah, I tried to do that with my mom. Mom, can I use your miles? Because you're not going to use them.
Did you get an Easter basket?
Oh, yes. I have an Italian mother. I'm Italian. I still get canned. I get everything. It doesn't change with an Italian mother. Now, I'm 42. I'll be 42 at the end of the month. It doesn't change.
Okay. Happy early birthday.
Yeah, thank you. So, I see you're a sports fan. I know you're from Kentucky. You're a Cardinals fan from the Arizona Cardinals.
Arizona Cardinals, yes, sadly.
I have to be honest. You know, I could sit here and bitch about the Philadelphia Eagles for 6 hours after about last year. But when the Cardinals beat us last year, I don't think I've been that angry in quite some time. I wanted to throw my television out the window.
Well, I mean, okay, let's be honest. The Eagles used to suck, and then they got good. You've been pretty good the last 4 or 5 years, right? I don't know. And then the Cardinals have consistently sucked for 25 years. So, yeah, it would suck to have the Cardinals.
Well, not to mention, your coach in Philadelphia, we hate him. We absolutely hate the head coach. He cost us the Super Bowl, and the fact that that guy came in to South Philadelphia and beat us, I'm getting pissed just thinking about it. I'm going to go into my sports mode right now. I'm still upset.
Yeah, and I can't stand our quarterback, so I mean, like, but yet here I sit.
So is it
one day we'll get it?
What? So Cardinals fan, you like college basketball? Are you into any other sports besides college basketball and football?
No, because my daughter's always played travel softball, so I was always, you know, so baseball doesn't really do it for me. It's just softball, and then no, just Kentucky basketball, which they haven't been good in years as well. So
I am shocked. Every hot girl that I know loves baseball. And the fact that you're really? Telling me, oh my God.
I could tell you the sport, but to me, it's super boring.
another quick, funny side story that you'll appreciate. So again, I own a semi-pro team outside here in Philly, and our games are broadcast on television. And you always go to the umpire and you have to give, you know, your lineup cards, you go over ground rules. So when most people watch the games, they think that's what I'm doing. That's what I am doing. But every time the umpires... Every time before we go over the ground rules, they go, Rob, who are you going to have on the show this week? Every single time they want to run down of who's coming on the podcast. And then in between innings, oh, so-and-so's coming. Oh, Brandy's coming on. Oh, she's coming on. It's hilarious. It doesn't leave me even coaching baseball. Even sometimes as much as when the girls are in town, if they have time, I will have them come to the game and try to distract the other team.
Heck yeah. Why not? Does it work? That's the question.
Yes, it works. Because I make sure I tell the girls their, you know, who the players' names, and they and the guys know who the girls are that are there. I mean, they're pretty famous, and they're like, before it was shocking for everybody when somebody would show up. Now it's like, well, it's Rob's team. We never know who's going to show up to a game.
You have a reputation. You've got to, you know, keep going.
You know what? It's funny you bring this up. How do I deal with this? For some reason, I don't know if it's good or bad, they call me Porn Rob during the game, around the league. And the thing is, I'm like, guys, yes, do I have adult film stars on? Yes. But it's like a stigma. And I'm like, it's really not that big of a deal. It's like it's a huge deal controversy in the league. It's a huge controversy. I don't give a fuck, obviously.
Yeah, it's just your big box of porn. And here's your big... There you go.
So,
you just got to embrace it.
Trust me, I embrace it. And I rub it in everybody's face. What are you doing in your spare time? You know, you have a free day. What's something? Okay, I'm doing. What do you do for fun? What do you do to unwind?
Ooh, I love to be outside. Anything outside that I can do, whether I'm just soaking in the sun on the tea, on my reading a book or whatever, okay. lines or whatever. Yeah, that's kind of, I'm a big homebody. I just want to be home. I want to be out. I want to hike the mountain. I want to, if I'm in the pool, whatever, but
yeah, and I did mean, outside. You enjoy your cocktails from time to time.
I do.
Okay. Is it, if you had to choose, I know you love champagne. Is it champagne or is it a margarita if you had to pick? What are you drinking?
Ooh, well, I've kind of been doing margaritas lately. Yeah, that's okay. Tequila, like that.
I'm taking notes here in case I happen to see you out somewhere. I know what drink to send over to the bar.
But I do like beer. I love beer. Draft okay. beer. Ah, oh, sign me up anytime.
Okay.
How about you?
Say that again?
How about you?
Well, martinis. Pickle juice martinis. Do you like pickle juice?
Yes, but that's supposed to like help de-stress you, but no, I would have never,
dude.
I would have never guessed you were a martini person.
Well, hold on. Why is that? What does that mean?
Well, I don't know. You're from Philadelphia. I don't know.
I do like beer. Don't get me wrong, but okay. I'd say about 5 years ago, I switched to martini. First of all, martinis get you going quicker, get you where you want to be faster than a beer.
Yeah. Why waste time?
They taste better. Plus, it makes me look slightly classier. If I'm out and I have a martini, I think I look slightly classier drinking a martini.
So is it a martini with vodka or do you
tequila? Okay. Vodka on the rocks. The dogs agree. Vodka on the rocks. That's okay. Have you ever been to Philadelphia? I guess that's my next question. You ever been to Philly?
I have. Actually, when I was younger, I lived in Yardley, Pennsylvania.
You lived in Yardley? I did not find this in any of your bios.
And so my parents would take me into the children's museums up in Philadelphia. We go to the museums all the time. I love that place.
Okay. I just learned something new. I didn't know that you grew up in Yardley.
Yeah. I mean, for a short stint, I cheered for all those teams, but I was young.
So technically, you should be a Philadelphia sports fan then. Technically, you should get on the right side. Just saying. You like to drink, right? You'd fit in lovely with us.
And you know, I've been known to fight when I drink. So.
Oh, you'd fit in perfect. As long as you can get up early.
Not the worst fans.
No, we're not. Hold on. Here we go. See, I like to defend us. Explain to me how we're the worst fans. I want to give let's see.
Do you all like to tease and taunt and which causes other people to fight? Like what is it about your fans that make other people want to fight? Why are you all known to be the fighters?
If you come to Philadelphia and you wear another team's jersey, we're probably gonna heckle you. We'll heckle you, okay? The times that when it gets out of hand is when the heckler wants to have a fight. So we won't start a fight, but we'll finish it. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
That's all.
So yeah. So it's other people instigating, thinking that they're, I can handle this, and then they can't.
But Philadelphia isn't really bad anymore. I mean, you go to LA, you're taking your life in your hands. If you're wearing a Phillies hat at a Dodgers game, they think you're with the Bloods and you could get stabbed. It's bad. It's not, yeah. I mean, we can be crazy. Don't get me wrong. We can be crazy.
So we're defending all of the Philadelphia fans.
Exactly. The only thing I've noticed, and I'm not lumping all adult film stars into this. Again, when I was in L.A., one of my friends who's from here is an adult film star, said she wanted to go to the Eagles game. Well, I said, okay, well, tailgate starts at 8 a.m. She's like, I'm not getting up that early. I'm like, well, then you're not coming. That's what time the tailgate starts. That's what time we're going to start drinking. She's like, well, I want to come at noon. I'm like, well, the kickoff's at 1. We're going to be drinking like 4 hours before that. The girls don't like to get up early. Would you be okay with getting up early to go to a football game?
Yeah, heck yeah. Okay. But I won't be all pretty. Because I'm comfortable like that.
You could roll in a trash bag and still be
perfect.
Pretty.
Stop. Okay, perfect.
You'd be perfectly fine. I don't think that would be a problem.
Okay.
I really don't. Anybody, and you've been in the business for a while, that you haven't worked with yet that you want to work with?
You know, honestly, because I don't really keep up with whoever's coming in.
Is it wrong that I'm not in any of the younger girls? All I like is the women that are my age, like, you know, older women. I don't like the young ones. Like, I don't know why. So maybe it's just me.
I don't think it's wrong at any age, unless it's underage.
No, well, obviously, yes, that's 100% true.
Yeah.
Yes. So now I've learned this is the earth shattering news from the program that you grew up in Yardley. I would have never, I didn't know that.
My dad was going to school for his bachelor and then his master's and then his doctorate and so forth. So every time we would go back down to Alabama, but then in between when he got one and have to get more experience as an intern or whatever, mm-hmm. we would move. So we would go to Pennsylvania or Wisconsin or and then eventually Kentucky. Okay. So we've always moved around. Everyone always asked me if I'm an army product of the army, but no, it's just my father just always like kept getting more degrees and then kept moving us around.
If I'm wrong, stop me because I was doing my research. Have you feature danced at all before?
No. I dance like Elaine on Seinfeld. I am a terrible dancer. And the thing is, I think it's funny. So, no.
Okay. Listen, you could dance like Elaine. I'd still go watch it.
Yeah. You know, I was a stripper back in the day when I was probably 18, 19. And it's kind of when you wore the white socks with the, you know, the ZZ Top look back then. But, you know, I thought I was all big and bad walking in with my little white socks and my heels, but in my big hair, because I had like tawny mm-hmm. Catane hair.
Yeah.
But no, that didn't last very long.
Okay. All your social media platforms, can you plug all those for everyone if they want to, you know, or as I say, creep on you, but find you, you know, in a nice way. How can they find you?
X is the Reagan Fox. Mm-hmm. OnlyFans is Only Fox. Mm-hmm. Sex Panther, Reagan Fox.
Okay.
Instagram, Reagan Fox, I think. Reagan Fox.
Yes, it is.
I just lost one recently, so.
That's okay. Seems like you guys lose Instagram accounts all the time.
Do a Google search. You'll find me.
Yeah, Google. You're not hard to find. I hope one day you come back to Philadelphia and I can show you around the city.
Right. Hey, do you go to the Exotica stuff?
I used to. It's not that. How can I put this? It's in. If you've been to the Avians, you go to Exotica. It's like a step down. I don't know.
But like the biggest one is up in your area.
It's in Jersey. It's in North Jersey. So it's like 45, 50 minutes from me, something like
that. Yeah, I lump you all together.
See, don't lump us together. Don't lump me, Jersey and Philly together. And again, you guys are busy. Like if I go, I want to actually like hang out. Like you guys are working, you know? So like if I stop by and see my friends, like we're not going to be able to like hang out. You're working.
You could plan like a dinner afterwards though, or something. All right,
I'm holding you to it then. You coming to Jersey? Are you gonna be at this Jersey's Exotica?
Maybe, I don't know. I haven't been since like 8 years or so. Maybe, I don't know. See,
she'll tell. This will be a typical Rob V story. She'll tell me to go. I'll show up and like she's not here.
What happened? Well, I don't know. Maybe you just like get a bunch of us MILFs to go, and we just surround you, and then we do like a group podcast or something.
Listen, I've had many ideas. My idea that, and again, I need the backing for it. I want to do, well, it's two things. One, I want to do the MILF cooking show. So I would fly to your house, film it. You would cook your favorite meal and we talk during it. And I think that's a home run. And Brandy was on board with it. But then when I crunched the numbers, I'd need a lot of money because I'd have to pay you guys your quote for shooting. And I'm like, okay, we need someone to put up a lot of money. That and a MILF calendar. Those are the two things that are in the pipeline. But you need money to do those things.
So you would pay us for that. It wouldn't be for free. Oh my gosh, what was I thinking? I was like, oh, okay. So he just has to fly in and we pay for dinner for him and then you leave.
Yes, we can do that. Yes, we can do that.
I don't know. Maybe I'm too simplistic. No.
I think I can like stop doing shows now because I literally have now had every person except one that I've ever wanted on the show. You've been like the white whale to have on the show.
I apologize. I did not realize
that. You don't have to apologize.
We're wanting me on your show.
You're here now, and I appreciate it. Hopefully, at some point, I don't know if you can see behind me, and I don't know how the camera's set up.
I was going to ask you, who are all these gorgeous women?
Well, hold on. That's Jocelyn James. That's Samantha Saint, who, when she was on the show live, she was shotgunning beers with us, which was hilarious. Emily Addison, who's one of my really good friends in Vegas. And then all these calendars. So my buddy owns a thing called the Green Legion. So if you're an Eagles fan, he does your hotel, your tailgate, your game ticket. So every year he does a Green Legion calendar. So all of these girls are girls from Philadelphia, and we shoot the calendar every year, and we do calendar signings and giveaways to promote the Green Legion. So those are all those girls there.
That's really nice that everyone does that. Yes. And they don't ask to be paid, right?
Oh, no. We have to take care of them.
Oh, you have to.
Yeah, we do. Yes, I wish everything can be done for free.
I keep trying.
But I'm hoping one day I can add something from you signed somewhere on this wall up here.
Let's do it. Let's find a good photo and we'll do that.
Yes, talk to the powers that be and I can give you the info. If you could sign something, it would be awesome to put up here.
I will absolutely do that for you.
Well, listen, thank you for taking the time. I know you're busy. Technical stuff got in the way, but we persevered and I thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for all of that. I appreciate it.
And don't be a stranger. Come back on again soon.
Absolutely. Anytime.
All right, Regan. Thank you. Have a good one.
Bye. Thank you.
She was a blast to have on. Hopefully she comes back on again. And it's still raining here in Philadelphia. It hasn't stopped. It's still cold. It's still windy. I feel like Bill Murray in Groundhog Day. It's going to be cold. It's going to be dark. And it's going to last you the rest of your life. Monday, we're doing a show. Quick turnaround, the Rob V Show. Doesn't always happen. Sarah Love's going to be on the program. And let's just say she has a very nice backside. That's may or may not why I booked her. So I'm sure I will take multiple commercial breaks on Monday just so I can see her walk out of the room. Just saying. Might do that. Just saying. Hopefully I can talk about WrestleMania. Hopefully I can say that I went. We'll see. But that'll do it for the 480th edition of the Rob V Show. And like I do every program for the 480th time, in the words of my brother, Assistant Chief Zach Valivas of the world-famous Fort Washington Fire Company, two wrongs don't make a right. They make an even. And the legendary Big Daddy Graham takes us out. Good night, everybody.
I want to come down past swimsuit counter. Ow!